Yeah, well, let's go now with the dating expert who has a book out. In fact, she's on the front of the Daily Tally because you're involved with the Everest, the horse racing event that is on the weekend. Is that right, Andy Lou?
Hello, Hughie. Hello, Erin. I can't believe you're single, babe.
I know, right? Yeah, me too. Wow.
This is going to be so much fun. I have written a book called Hashtag Insta Lovers, and it's about sliding into your DM. So there you go. That's how we can do it.
So did you write it because of personal experience?
Oh, baby, I researched for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
But you're still single, aren't you? Are you still single, Andy? Is that right or not?
Yeah, and I'm loving it, but I had a couple of relationships out of it. Yeah. And I think Erin's having a lot of fun. And I think we should play a game like The Masked Singer where we all guess who this person is.
Well, yeah, I shan't be partaking in that.
Look, when he enters this country, well, then the photos will emerge, I imagine.
Emerge.
But what about an overseas person, Andy? I know that you were dating a top five tennis player in the world.
Wow.
What? Top three, darling.
Top three?
Can you say who it was?
Oh, here we go again. Yeah, look, oh gosh, you always put me on the spot, you guys. But the reason why Hughie's bringing this up is because he slid into my DMs, Erin.
Right. See? So was he in the country at the time, Andy? So was he like playing at the Oz Open or?
Mm-hmm. Soon as he landed, baby. But then when he when he came back, he set it up and said, I've never forgotten about you. And
lovely.
Then we caught up again, but it was all in the Instagram DM. So, you know, love and relationships can happen that way.
So basically Andy was just, she's watching the Australian Open and someone who got all the way, I'm going to say all the way to the final, is dating her, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
So sorry, are we going to say who it is or we're not? Can we have an initial?
You can have a guess. Go on.
Not Djokovic. He's got a partner. Not Nadal. He's got a partner.
Federer. It was Federer.
No,
it wasn't
beautiful.
Federer. It wasn't Federer.
It was Stanislav Wawrinka.
Gosh, come on, guys. This is all about Erin, so you better be quick with the answer.
Come on, someone tell.
Australian Open final.
Yeah.
Not last year, the year before.
Now she hosts a team player.
No, we can say it on. So he was in the Australian Open.
He was a team player.
Oh, Dominic.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, ladies. Girlfriend, well played. Love set
love
match.
All.
Yeah, love all. That's nice.
What was his line when he slid in? What was his kind of, did he try and be clever or quirky, or was it just, hey?
Do you know what? He's just a real gentleman. And I said no initially, but you know what? Let's just find out who this guy is for you, because when Hughie said when he comes to Australia, does this mean he's actually coming to Australia or is he coming for you?
He's coming to Australia. He's just a lovely friend. We're not even I'm not ready to date yet.
But darling, that's what I said. And then 3 years later, just kept seeing each other. So
oh, wow.
See? Oh, it's hot.
3 years. Oh, that's hot.
Is Dominic and you, are you still in touch?
No, he's got a girlfriend. He's a lovely guy and he's got a girlfriend and he's very loyal and and I'm happy for him. But you know, that's just what when COVID strikes and you can't go to Palm Springs.
That's what happens.
All right, there you go. Andy Lou on the front of the Telegraph today.